Long, long ago, when King Arthur ruled in merry England, there lived near the palace a ploughman and his good wife. They were both very unhappy because they had no children. So at last the ploughman went to a great magician and said, "Oh, great master, help me with thy magic art. Give me a son, even if he is no bigger than my thumb." The magician smiled at the thought of such a tiny child and said, "Go home and you shall have your wish." And when the ploughman went home, he was surprised to find the tiniest child that ever was seen, for he was no bigger than a thumb. The fairy queen came to his christening and gave him the name of Tom Thumb. She also gave him a tiny robe spun from a spider web and a little coat of thistledown. Tom proved a healthy baby, but he never grew any bigger, and he often played in the palm of his father's hand. When he was old enough to go to school, he got into much trouble because he was so little, and at last his mother decided it was safer to keep him at home. One day, when his mother was making a plum pudding, Tom stood on the edge of the bowl and cried, "Now, dear mother, I can help you cook." However, he leaned over too far and fell in and was lost in the batter. When the pudding was placed in hot water, Tom jumped, of course, and the pudding bounced up and down. Now his mother was frightened and threw the pudding into the road. A tinker happened to be passing, and he picked up the pudding. As he did so, he heard a cry, "Let me out! Let me out!" Then the tinker was frightened, and he dropped the pudding, and Tom jumped out and ran laughing all the way home. They were glad to have him back, and next day his mother took him with her to milk the cow. This time she tied Tom with a strong thread to the top of a thistle. There she thought him quite safe, but along came a red cow, and before Tom had time to cry out, the cow had swallowed Tom, thistle and all. When his mother was ready to go home, she cried, "Tom, Tom, where are you?" "In here," said a little voice, which seemed to come from the inside of the cow. Tom began to kick. The cow gave a big roar, and out jumped Tom and fell into his mother's arms. She then carried him safely home in her pocket. Next day, Tom's father went out to plow, and Tom went with him. This time, a great eagle swooped down and carried Tom to the top of a big castle where a great giant lived and laid Tom on the breakfast table. As the giant started to eat him, Tom scratched and bit him on the tongue so that the giant threw him into the sea where a great fish swallowed him. Now, that was the last meal the fish ever had, for a fisherman caught it in a net. And because it was such a fine fish, he took it as a present to King Arthur. Now, when the cook opened the fish, behold, little Tom Thumb jumped out, all safe and sound, and he was carried direct to the king. Tom became a great favorite at court, and the king made him a knight. Alas, one day the little knight became ill, and the queen of the fairies carried Tom away. King Arthur and his court were very sad, and even today, the children all over the world have not forgotten Tom Thumb. Who knows, perhaps even now, the fairy queen may bring him back to us again from fairyland.